Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Anna Sale, in for Brian Lehrer, and we're checking in a moment on Bill de Blasio's progress on the environment and sustainability 6 months into his term. But first, let's set our sights across the Hudson River for a check-in on another mayor, Roz Baraka in Newark. He just took office on July 1st, but his administration is already making headlines. Last week, it was announced that the federal government would appoint a monitor to oversee Newark's police department. And while Mayor Baraka didn't always seem too keen on that idea while he was on the campaign trail, he's promised to cooperate fully and completely with the federal appointee and his findings. So with us now is Sarah Gonzalez, the Northern New Jersey reporter for WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio. Sarah, welcome back to the Brian Lehrer Show.
Thanks.
So the federal government began its investigation of Newark's police force years ago. This new mayor comes into office and finds out from the federal government that the monitor is coming in. Why was this appointment so long in coming?
So this goes back to 2010 when Senator Cory Booker was the mayor of Newark. The Justice Department started investigating the police department, looking into allegations about police brutality, unlawful stops, wrongful arrests, and reports that civilian complaints were kind of being brushed aside. So to give you an example, in 2008 and in 2009, the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union of New Jersey, reported that there were 261 allegations of police misconduct, and just one of them resulted in any kind of disciplinary action. So the ACLU started calling for an outside monitor, and city council members supported it. But retaining local control, holding on to local control, is kind of a touchy subject in Newark. The state already controls the city's school system, and they have been since 1995. And then recently, the state was threatening to take over the city's finances. The city has a $93 million budget deficit. So when Cory Booker was the mayor, he said that he opposed the idea of a federal monitor. But Roz Baraka said, you know, he didn't want to kind of go into this kicking and screaming. And he said that he wants to be able to identify any failures that there are in the police department. And revamping the police department is kind of a big theme of his administration.
So his administration said it wants to revamp the police department, but now you have the Fed saying we're going to keep very close watch on how your police department is actually operating. So in one way, it's aligned with what Roz Baraka was saying on the campaign trail, but also undermines his authority a bit.
Yeah, well, he said, community police relations are a big part of what he wants to he wants the police department to kind of go towards more. So he wants to require more cultural sensitivity training, that sort of thing. And involving the community is also a big theme of his administration. It's something that he used to criticize Cory Booker about. And we saw that a lot in his transition report that he released recently about his ideas for a new Newark.
Newark listeners, give us a call and let us know about what you think about this federal monitor for the Newark Police Department and the first days of Roz Baraka's administration. You can give us a call at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. So you mentioned a few of the problems that the ACLU of New Jersey identified when they asked for federal intervention: police misconduct, civilian complaints not being adequately reviewed. What will a federal monitor actually do?
So this isn't very common. There are a couple law enforcement agencies that have some sort of involvement from the federal government, but it isn't common. And we still don't know what the findings of the investigation that led to this appointment of the federal monitor are.
So we don't know what the Justice Department actually identified
Not
as the
yet.
Actual problems on the ground in Newark.
Yeah.
Okay. So we don't know what the problems are, but we know that the federal government, the Justice Department says it rises to the level that they need a federal eyes and ears on the ground in Newark.
Yeah. And you know, civil liberties unions are hoping that this kind of leads to more things. They've been asking for a civilian complaint review board, people outside of the police department who have some kind of say in how police officers are disciplined for some of their actions.
So in New York City, we know that stop and frisk was a major issue in our mayoral campaign. It was a number of complaints in community groups about that. But let's look at the numbers comparing New York City to Newark. From last July through December, the Newark police rate of stop and frisk was 91 per 1,000 residents, compared to New York City's rate of 8 per 1,000 residents, so by a factor of 10 more stops in Newark. In addition, the New Jersey ACLU has said that even though black citizens make up 52% of Newark's population, they account for about 75%, three-quarters of those stops. So Roz Baraka has talked about this sort of culture of mutual distrust between the citizens of Newark and their police force. What has he said that he wants to do to address that?
He has been very vocal about police misconduct since being a city council member, which he was for years. And in his transition report, he talks a lot about, you know, creating a relationship where the residents respect the police officers, but also the police officers respect the residents. And, you know, things like cultural sensitivity, training are ways that he thinks he can kind of help improve these relationships.
The New Jersey State Police spent 10 years under a federal watchdog starting in 1999 after a racial profiling scandal. So that's the New Jersey State Police. But this is the first time in state history in New Jersey that a municipal police department has been appointed a federal monitor. And, of course, Newark has had historic difficulties, 1967 riots in Newark, for example. What does it say about Newark right now that this is the moment when a federal monitor is going to come to the city?
I mean, I think it depends a little bit on who you ask. Some people are really excited that the federal government is going to be looking into these things. They said that an outside monitor is crucial to making sure that the police department is behaving well and doing things in the right way. And yeah, this is something that goes back, you know, years back. Police misconduct has been an issue in Newark for a long time.
Roz Baraka held a press conference last week outlining his plans for the city. That's the new mayor, just days into his administration. And he seemed eager to hold the members of his administration accountable. He said, everybody's 100 days is tied to my 100 days. If your 100 days is not productive, mine is not productive, so you might not be here long. Let's hear a clip from his July 2nd inauguration speech.
Every single one of us, from the owners of multinational corporations to the small mom-and-pop stores, from single mothers to married couples, we all collectively hate the 111 murders that this city saw last year, but we all have to hate poverty the same way, hopelessness and cynicism the same way, unemployment and illiteracy the same way, disease and poor health the same way.
So there we hear Newark's new mayor, Roz Baraka, outlining not only that we need to address the 111 murders in Newark last year, but also poverty, unemployment, illiteracy, poor health. How would you, knowing his agenda, that's a lot of major big issues that he's saying he wants to tackle in Newark. What do you see from him about what he's going to do first?
Yeah, and you know, these are some of the issues that Cory Booker used to talk a lot about as well. And of course, Roz Baraka was a very vocal critic of Cory Booker, but it's the same kind of themes that we see here. Baraka, I would say the biggest difference for him is that he talks so much about involving the community and having the community have a say in every aspect of his administration. He talks about creating these neighborhood advisory boards that would actually have a say in what goes before the city council, what issues they take. So that's one of the biggest themes. But yeah, he talks about the relationship that Newark has with the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. He talks about working on the foreclosure problem in Newark, and it's pretty wide what he wants to do.
And on that issue of crime and the number of murders last year in Newark, has he addressed anything specific? Has he outlined anything specific to decrease crime?
For Roz Baraka, it's tackling the poverty and unemployment issue is a big part of how he thinks the crime rate and especially the murder rate can kind of drop a little bit. Working on after school programs, he talks a lot about creating these partnerships between the law enforcement and business leaders to give young people alternatives to gang membership.
So looking for alternatives to keep kids off the streets, involved in activities. Is there buy-in from, say, the supporters of Cory Booker, who brought in a lot of outside investment for his kind of keystone major initiatives? Is Roz Baraka looking for outside help to help fund some of these major initiatives, or is he more about building up from, you know, how's he going to fund these things? These are big things he's saying he wants to do in Newark.
With a $93 million budget deficit. He, after being elected, we heard him talk a little bit more about how he's going to have to depend a lot on Cory Booker, who he used to be very critical about, and could very well still be critical of Cory Booker going forward. But he's a U.S. senator, and Newark is going to need any, you know, if there's federal assistance money that Newark can qualify for, he's going to want Cory Booker to help him do that. And the same goes with the state. He's talked about how he's planning to wear the governor down with love, like Martin Luther King, he said, when it comes to getting Governor Chris Christie to kind of give more money to Newark for some of these programs that he wants.
Wear the governor down with love. Put your skeptical reporter hat on for me, Sarah Gonzalez. How do you think that's going to work in Newark with between Roz Baraka and Governor Chris Christie? What's their relationship like?
So they've met a couple of times. They've met at least three times. And after one of their first meetings, Chris Christie said that Roz Baraka seemed like kind of a radical guy. You know, he said that he's going to have to kind of lose a little bit of that if he wants to, you know, now that he's mayor. He says it's, you know, very different when you're on the campaign trail. And you know, now that he's the mayor, and he says that he plans to have a good working relationship with him the way he did with Cory Booker. I don't know if they're going to make, you know, spoof videos together the way Booker and Christie did. But we'll see. It'll be interesting. It's kind of a to be determined how Baraka and Governor Christie's relationship actually pans out.
What did Mayor Baraka say about schools when he addressed citizens as he first became mayor? How is he trying to differentiate himself from Mayor Cory Booker, now Senator Cory Booker?
That, I would say, was his biggest issue on the campaign trail. It's, you know, some people say that's why he won the election, because he was very vocal about how he felt about the Newark school system. The state has been running it. Governor Christie appointed the superintendent of Newark schools, Cami Anderson, and he has been calling on her to resign. And his big fight is to regain local control of the city's state-run school systems. And, you know, I've spoken to Cami Anderson about her relationship with Roz Baraka, and she has stressed the importance of having the mayor of the city of Newark have a positive relationship, even though the superintendent is appointed by the state. Obviously, she and Cory Booker had a very close relationship. As far as I know, they haven't met yet.
Mayor Baraka, not a fan of the current head of schools in Newark. Jay in Newark, give us your take on the federal monitor coming to the city. What do you think about the Justice Department intervening in how police work in Newark?
From my experiences, it's really needed because, I mean, there's been incidents where one night, for example, someone was trying to get into my house, like a drunk guy. We called 911 like six times, me, my tenants, my neighbors. Police never showed up. I went down to complain the next day. They said they'd follow up. They never follow up. I had one of my tenants got mugged around the block. And when the police did come, the detective was supposed to follow up. They never follow up. I mean, not showing up when we're all calling 911, it's you know, nobody wants to live there like that.
Thanks, Jay, for your call. So what we know, Sarah, again, is that the federal government has said they will appoint a monitor to oversee the police department. Jay was just saying he hopes that improves the responsiveness of Newark's police department for complaints from citizens. But we don't know who this monitor will be at this point, right?
No, we do not.
And when will we find out?
So Brocker initially said that the findings of this investigation that has led to the appointment of this monitor were going to be released on Thursday of last week. But then officials took that back and said not quite yet. As far as I know, that investigation is pretty much complete, and we should be finding out the results of that investigation pretty soon.
And again, this is the first time a municipal government in New Jersey has had a federal monitor. Federal monitors have been in other cities across the country. Any sense of how long that arrangement stays in place typically?
It depends on the city. I know that the city is going to have to sign off on whatever agreement the federal government and the New York Police Department come up with. So there's kind of a process.
And any response from the police union? How do police officers feel about the Justice Department saying you need to be monitored by the federal government?
Some of the union members have said that, you know, it's good and it's healthy to have someone else making sure that you're doing things the right way. Other people say that it kind of felt a little bit like a little disrespectful, maybe a little like there's loss of respect for the police officers.
So we will follow this as Roz Baraka's administration continues beyond its first few weeks. Sarah Gonzalez is Northern New Jersey reporter for WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio. Thanks for coming in.
Of course.
And after the break, we'll look at Bill de Blasio's record on the environment in New York City, 6 months into his administration. I'm Anna Sale, in for Brian Lehrer.